Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lyndon Dean Smith, the parents of the late Chelsea Smith from Fitchburg, with Dr. Alison O'Neill, we have on every year. Join us right now. How are you guys doing today? Okay.
Oh, okay.
All yeah. Right. Can you tell us a little bit about your story, about Chelsea's story? If you can. Mom, it's okay if you can't. That's okay.
No. She was diagnosed at 15 months. It's been a long, long road for her. She fought until her body could no longer fight anymore, but her heart and soul was with it 100%, and with Allie and Jimmy Fund and whatever they could do for us, they did, and we had her for 26 and a half years.
Yeah,
she was diagnosed at what?
How old? 15 months.
And she lived,
months,
wow,
and she
26
lived
years.
5 more years?
Yeah, and unfortunately for her, she died of a different cancer than she was diagnosed with at 15 months. So it was kind of a tough situation at hand after a liver transplant. So she worked very hard for what she had, and we're glad we had her for as long as we did.
And you, like our last guest, you got tattoos to commemorate the... it says, "Keep smiling, beautiful," and that was her handwriting.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it was.
If we had a producer, we could get a picture of that and tweet that out, too. But we'll get to that. What can you say about Dr. Allie over here?
We met Allie in 2014. All I can say is I feel like I've known Allie for 26 and a half years, and it's been... there was no cure for Chelsea's cancer, and they fought and found different trials for her, and they never gave up on her when she was in hospice, when it was time. And she talked to us and told us her body's tired.
It's like
tired.
A friend.
Yeah. Oh.
And some you learn during the process of this that some doctors are, everyone's trying their best, but some doctors aren't real personal.
And I'm not going to get weird, but we had a...
Oh, that's okay.
We had a...
Oh, she is getting weird.
just go weird.
But my doctors, Dr. Kim, Dr. Ellie, Casey, they all came, yeah, in their hearts and souls.
This is the first race. This was last year?
Wow. Yes.
April.
April
so,
this year. Oh, right. Okay, April
so
this year.
So they
good.
Just came to our house to visit. They give... It's their life.
But Dr. O'Neill, you'd agree. I mean, you know, Jerry's been through it. I've been through it to some extent. Some doctors don't get personal, if that makes sense. They stay clinical, and I understand that's the way they do it, but others don't. I guess you just can't do that, right?
I think one of the best features in my mind of my job is that I get to meet people like this. I mean, these people have touched our lives immeasurably, and as has, you know, their daughter was an unbelievably beautiful human. And so I think, how can you stay detached from that? I think we became friends, we became family, and I think, you know, Linda underplays the run that they set up for Chelsea. It was a beautiful event to commemorate a beautiful life. And the number of friends and family they had, this was the first year they've ever organized, the first time in their lives they've ever organized anything like this, and there were hundreds of people there. And it just is a testimony to how special they are and how lucky we are, you know, as their team to be able to care for them.
Can you make sense of what you've been through? And do you ever sleep, I mean, when you go through this?
Oh, man. making sense of it, no, you can't.
Never.
You can't. It's just so hard to see your kid fighting all her life and fighting and fighting and fighting. And she was just so strong. And she just fought until she couldn't fight anymore, you know. And one of the worst things to want to see is your son or our daughter die before you. It's just not right, you know. So sleeping wise, yes and no.
Now we don't sleep for different reasons. You know, before we were always up with
right.
her.
Right.
It was always a something to have to get up. And like we say, you know, I always had a pit in my stomach, but now I have my heart. I take the pit in my stomach any day.
And doctor, they're talking about Chelsea's strength. You worked with her when she was diagnosed. Can you talk about working with her and the strength that she showed throughout what this was a very tough process?
Absolutely. I mean, she came into clinic every week with optimism and was willing to go through whatever was necessary. And I think she did it much for herself, but also for her family. You know, we trialed multiple different drugs. We enrolled her on clinical trials. We sequenced her tumor to try and identify new drugs that could potentially treat her disease, which did work for a period of time. But there was nothing that ever got her down. Even at her worst, they were just telling us that only a few days before she passed away, she went shopping to buy her mother something special. It just speaks to her spirit, and that girl would never stop. She was incredible.
Can you guys talk about the Dana-Farber, the Jimmy Fund experience overall? Can you even put into words what it's meant?
When she was first diagnosed, we were in another hospital, and it was fear, just fear. No one would look at us. No one would make eye contact with us. And we just didn't know that we were on the wild ride of our life, and we were just going to let her go because it was cancer and it's scary.
Sure.
So when your child is, you have a 1% chance of survival, you go, well, I'm not going to make her suffer. This is the end. And then we walked into the children's hospital, and they had her up and bouncing her on their knee and come get your child, and she wants you and she needs you, and she wasn't.
Scared.
She wasn't scared. They weren't. They were like, we're going to do this. This is what the next step is. There's hope. There's people. They were loving. Then the Jimmy Fund got involved, and it wasn't a death sentence at that point. It wasn't, it's going to be a tough road, but we're going to do everything in our power to give everything that your daughter can to survive. And they did. And she did. She still wrote us a letter before she passed away, and she said, you have to thank, and she wrote this in her letter, dear Mommy and Daddy, you have to thank Dr. Chamberger for giving, and he's the doctor who did her first surgery, for giving us 26 and a half years. You can't get upset because I wouldn't have had that if it wasn't for them.
Did you always have some hope, or was it a roller coaster? Or there were stretches of time where you said,
Chelsea didn't
pointless.
Do anything normal.
No. Hope.
I think
a lot
there's
of hope.
There's a Chelsea wing somewhere that has chronicles of all her disease. And we laugh every time we go in. So can you give us a rundown? Okay. Because it was, she had so many issues because of therapies that were given. My daughter said, and she's right, she never really got a chance to. She went to school. She went to college for a little while. But she said, Mom, you know what my real job was? And I said, what? She goes, I'm a lab rat. Because all the things that they found on her or because of her, they researched and maybe didn't use for this or didn't use for that. You know, like with the hepatoblastoma. I mean, now most of the kids get liver transplants right away.
Or are cured, yep.
Yep. And so Chelsea broke ground.
No, she's going to leave a big legacy then, obviously, right?
Yeah, I hope so. For what she did, and now Allie's going to, try and just research. We make donations in for Allie's foundation, and we'll keep it up and do as much as we can so they can find a cure, so another little person won't be gone at 26.
And you guys raised $14,000for research.
Those Fitchburg Lemonster people,
They certainly are. That's where my family's from. Central Massachusetts, man. When there's an event, they come out and support.
You have to love it. So it'll be in April next year.
Yes.
So you let us know. Yes. Come on again on our show before that. We'll promote it. We'll be happy to do that.
Oh, great.
We'll come.
I won't flash you next time.
That's how you get on the show. That's how it works. All right, Lyndon Dean, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Chelsea today. And Dr. O'Neill, we'll see you next year, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Thanks
again. Pleasure.
Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.